Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Nokian Tyres conference on our third quarter results and also on some outlook and guidance for the end of the year. Here in Helsinki, as usual, we have analysts, investors, and some media present, and hopefully we have a crowd of interested investors on the teleconference listening in. As usual, I'll go through a summary first in the presentation, talking about the results of the first 9 months, and then give some comments on the outlook for the end of the year and some guidance on how we see the world when going forward. And as usual, we have published the report and also the material which we'll be using in this conference on our websites during this morning. And I'll try to remember to mention the page which we are on. I would like you to please close your mobile phones just in order to make sure that there is no disturbance on the lines. A couple of key messages before we start, just to make sure that we get at least a couple of things through during this conference. And messages. First of all, of course, we had a very strong growth during the first 9 months and a very good third quarter, sales growing in line with production output. But the key messages I want to put forward is that the demand for winter tires and generally also for our products remain very good also when going forward during Q4 and also for the beginning of the next year. We are running, the second message is that productivity continues to improve and we are ramping up capacity. We have been doing that all year during this year, but it would seem that during this year we will continue to be in a situation where demand is higher than our supply capability, which of course improves the visibility for the end of the year. The third message is that our material margin has improved during the year. We have been able to push forward quite healthy price increases, and material prices have now started to come down. Prices started to come down already earlier, and of course, they will start to have an effect on our profit and loss during Q4 and also during the beginning of next year. So let's then go to the summary. I will be talking about pages 3 to 5 in the presentation. But first, a couple of words about how we see the market at the moment. The markets have been very good in the tire replacement market during this year. And in fact, they've been growing quite significantly in Europe and especially in the Nordic region and Russia. In the replacement tire shipments in Europe have grown this year by an estimated 5%, which in volume terms means about 8 million tires, or about 165 million to 173 million in volume terms in Europe. And the total growth comes from winter tires. The growth in winter tires is 8%, or 8 million tires, which means that summer tires are flat or slightly down compared to previous year, and the total growth which we've seen on the European scene is derived from growth in winter tire supply. In the Nordic region, the picture is pretty similar. The volumes have been growing, especially in winter tires. The total growth in the replacement market has been about 4%, and we see the situation to continue quite good also during the fourth quarter. Russian shipments, the total replacement market has grown this year by roughly 15% and the premium segment by more than 30%, which of course has helped us to provide the numbers which we have done. So then going into the results and how we see this year, of course our sales have been growing significantly during the first 9 months. We've been showing a steady growth of about 41% during the first months, also the same during the third quarter, improving our operating profit, practically doubling it from the previous year. And of course, that is a function of productivity improving. We have our like fixed costs have not increased in line with, of course, with top line. We have been ramping up the capacity and been running the factories at full speed, and a very healthy improvement in average prices. Our market shares have improved, and I will come back to more specific details on that later on. When going forward, we see, of course, unrest in the market because of the situation in Greece, but that has had practically no impact on our situation. The demand is still higher for the end of the year than what we can produce in passenger car tires, and also for heavy tires. We have a healthy order book, but the growth has started to fall. We have slightly changed the wording in our guidance for the full year. In our previous guidance after Q2, we said that we would provide strong sales growth and a clear improvement in operating profit. Now we state that the improvement is significant in operating profit. I think that is basically just a change in wording. Our view, of course, has not dramatically changed, but significant in our terms is somewhere between 50 and 100%. So we are not going to double perhaps the EBIT for the full year, but to show a healthy growth also when going forward during the fourth quarter. Then I will go to a more like detailed information on page 7 by quarter and some of the drivers in the change in profitability. As I've already stated previously during this year, our sales have been following the ramp-up of capacities, the weekly capacity utilization rate in Finland, going back up to like 7 days, 24 hours a day, and new lines and capacity coming on stream. And in clear terms, it means that we started the year during Q4 with a weekly production output of roughly 240,000 tires per week. We increased it gradually in Q2 to 280,000, in Q3 to 320, and we are running presently roughly 340,000 tires per week. And this level which we are running at the moment converts to an annual output of slightly more than 16 million tires. So we are continuously growing. And of course, that combined with most of the increase coming from Russia, where production cost is lower, with that improved productivity quite significantly, and the ratio of fixed cost depreciation and production overheads has reduced in our like profit and loss quite significantly. If we go from the beginning of the year, we started with the year with fixed cost depreciation and production overheads representing about 28% of top line, and gradually coming down to about 23% in Q3 and still going down in Q4. So obviously, like, this structure change has had a big impact also on the productivity of the company. So I think I said something after the Q1 that would be the weakest like of our quarters when looking at that EBIT like generation. That seems to be true. And after Q2, I said that first semester, the first 6 months, would represent between 42 to 45% of total annual EBIT generation. That also seems to be fairly close to where we will end up. And I think that is enough about the guidance at the moment. I will talk a little bit more about how we see the future after that. Then we'll go to page 8, which is a summary of where our sales have been growing. And we have been showing strong growth on all our core markets, growing more than the market. In Nordic countries, we have been showing in the manufacturing side, a growth of 32%, when volumes in the Nordic region have increased by 4%. So despite the fact in ASP, we have also gained significant improvement in market share, both in the summer and winter tires. In Russia, market, as I stated, for premium tires has grown by roughly more than 30%, and the total market by 50%. We've doubled our sales in Russia, also showing like a good improvement in market share. And Central Europe also growing with 40%, which is, again, a significant improvement on market share, especially in those countries which have been healthy. We have been, of course, helped by the fact that the inventory levels, especially in Central Europe, for winter tires has been quite low, and there has been a big in-sale. Also, there has been changes in legislation for winter tires, which has helped to improve the market. As examples of markets which have been growing and helped us, we've had, as I said, more than 20% growth in the winter tire deliveries throughout Europe. In Italy, where there is new legislation, the market has grown by 54% during the first 9 months. In Poland and Czech Republic, roughly by 25%. And so there are like good drivers in place because of like some legislation and other changes. Okay, we will then, of course, hope that there is going to be a lot of snow before March so that we get those like also to consumers and have a good situation also during next year. That remains to be seen. We showed very little growth in North America as a result of lack of capacity and allocating the sales to the Northern Europe and Russia. A couple of words about more about raw materials. We estimated after Q2 that raw material cost would go up year on year by 30% and 6% in Q3. In fact, like raw material cost for us has gone up less than we anticipated, and we are now estimating that the full year growth will be in the ballpark of 29%, and that we will still see some increase in the cost despite the fact that prices have already started to come down quite significantly. And this, of course, had to do with the fact that there is a delay in effect that kicking in. So it might be that the 3% for the last quarter is a bit safe. We believe that raw material cost is coming down already in Q4. It is coming down and more significantly so during the first quarter of next year. Natural rubber, of course, has come down to below €3. We have been buying forward the first quarter and the second quarter of next year, which means that we'll be safe there. Synthetic rubber is come down, of course, because of butadiene coming down. And one of the important points about raw materials is that the lack of materials, which had an impact previously during this year on the industry, is not there anymore. There is plenty of supply base, and there is no shortage, which means that also when going forward, we have secured with contracts the availability in case we grow significantly during next and the following years. ASP, our target for this year was to improve material margin, to have an ASP improvement of 9%. We have done significantly better than 9%, double digits, which have of course then resulted in an improvement in the margin. And we believe that will be sustainable also when going forward during Q4 and onwards. I will then pass on to page 12, where we have information about the passenger car division, of course, which is the biggest part of our business. And most of what I'm talking about is anyway about it, but a couple of things which I would like to state. The first is that we have been focusing and are focusing on very fundamental things. Everybody are talking about how much capacity we have and so on. But for us, the most important thing, or there is basically three things which are important for us. One is to develop further development of distribution, which is continuing with the expansion of Vianor, but also by closing pan-European deals with big customers and new long-term deals with new customers, especially in Central Europe, but also in Russia. The focus is Russian and CIS improvement and CE when building the distribution. Then, of course, the capacity utilization, making sure that we are running our capacities at full speed, utilizing the best capacities, and increasing the share of Russian capacity, which means that regardless of what the future brings in form of changes in the marketplace, we will be running the Russian operation at full speed, continue to develop it, and in the best case, we will be running both factories as we are today at full utilization. But if there is need for adjustments in the future, we will do some in the Finnish plant and continue building the base in Russia. And of course, when looking at how we built the like additional manning during the end of this year, which is based on rented and temporary labor, we are able to like quite rapidly to change the model in the Finnish plant. And the third important thing is launch of new products. We have launched this year a lot of new summer tires, which we have been very successful in tire tests, and also new winter tires. Most importantly, a new range for Central Europe, which has been very successful in tire tests and also a great success in sales and help us to improve both our price point and also our volumes in Central Europe. So, and on page 13, there is a summary and also in the appendix on how we've done in on our core markets with the core products. So both in summer and winter tires, we have continued to show quite good results. Test victories in Russia, Scandinavia, and also in Germany, which is very important, of course, for the like total consensus on how people feel about our product in the Central European market. Then a couple of words about Russia. Of course, that will be then from page 14 on in our presentation. First, a couple of words about the market. The Russian GDP has been growing at an estimated 3.5 to 4% during the first 9 months. Consumer confidence has improved gradually and is actually quite on a good level at the moment, so consumer spending is pretty high. When looking at consumer durables, specifically sales of cars, it is also up considerably compared to last year. We have recorded a total growth in the car sales of 45% compared to the previous year, and in September about 26% compared to the previous year. And the estimate which we made during spring of roughly 2.5 to 2.6 million new cars being registered in Russia during this year seems to be quite accurate. And the order book with the car sales guys are still quite good. The lead times are pretty long, and we estimate that it could have been slightly bigger. When looking at the market, replacement market of tires, we've seen growth, of course, driven by the car sales, especially in the premium segment, but also in the so-called B and C segments. Our position is that we are market leaders in the A segment and in the B segment with brands Nokian Hakkapeliitta and Nokian Nordman. So we are actually, at the moment, market leaders in both when looking at the value and volume terms. So we've recorded, basically been able to like double the top line in Russia, and also now to increase the sale in Ukraine and Kazakhstan, doubling sales compared to last year. Of course, the base for last year in the other CIS countries was fairly low, but we are starting now again to gradually open up these markets, trying, of course, also to avoid risks related to like receivables, and making sure that there is no overkill in the marketplace. We estimate that like Russian sales will be all-time high when looking at the full year of this year. Then on slide 15, I was already talking about the importance of building distribution and alongside building, introducing new products and production capacity. This is to us the number one target in Russia, also other markets, but specifically in Russia. And we have during this year gradually again improved our footprint and our network of distribution and retail in Russia and the logistic platform. So we at the moment have like three main warehouses, one at the plant, one in Moscow, and one in Yekaterinburg, where we have like all our product range. Then on top of that, there is 35 distributor wholesale points in Russia covering the whole geography of 9 time zones. And end of last year, we have introduced new warehouses ourselves, 10 of them for car dealer business and e-commerce. So which will then be serving the car dealer specifically in the regions. And our aim is during next year to add an additional 6 to 8 of these local car dealer e-com service points in order to be able to serve all our retail and car dealer customers in less than 24 hours in the whole region of the 9 time zones. And of course, with winter tires being a seasonal product and no retailer wanted to carry overhead, it's extremely important and a true competitive edge compared to our competitors. So that is continuing, and we are putting quite a lot of effort into it. Then when talking about the factory and capacities on slide 19, there is a summary of what we have been doing. To most of you, it's like an old story, and more confirming that we planned and informed previously is intact and running. So we have now a total of 10 production lines in the Russian plant operating. We've added 2 during this year, 2 with the new technology, fully automatic lines, and having now an annual capacity of roughly 11 million tires. We are now running between 30 and 33,000 tires per day and still ramping up the daily production. 350 days production, 24 hours a day when moving forward and also presently. We have started on the back of the factory wall to wall the construction already of a new factory building of roughly 30,000 square meters plus a new warehouse of roughly 20,000 square meters, which will be completed during next spring. And we have also already ordered 2 new production lines, and which we will be installing during next year. The base plan, based on no like big market disturbances, is that we will start ramping up line 12 during summer, June, July, and that will be in production from Q3 on properly, and then the 12th line during Q4, having some production during Q4 and then more significant output as from the end of Q4 and beginning of 2014. And of course, then there is space for an additional like two lines in that plant, and that would bring up with present plans the capacity of the plant up to 17 million. We can still, in the existing premises, by modernizing the existing lines or the previous installation of 8 lines, still increase it further, and we estimate that the total output maximized from these premises without building new like premises or factory buildings is in the ballpark of 20 to 21 million units. So So that is the potential on the back of the fact that there's still 16 hectares of land, which is ours, and we have to wait and see what we do with that. Of course, also one significant point is the incentives which Russian authorities have granted to us with building of the new plant. We have signed all the documents and agreements for a new tax incentive plan, which will prolong the tax incentives for another 9 years. So that is going to be intact. Our tax rate for the group during last year was 18.7%, and we estimate that this year our group tax will be slightly below last year. And as I stated, the incentives are intact also when going forward, and we hope to be enjoying that. Also, the payments, by the way, by the authorities are in line and on time, so there is no delays. So it's not theory, it's practice. We just received $10 million a couple of weeks ago in cash from the Lenoblast, which we're very thankful for, of course. Okay, so that's the factory. Then a couple of words about our other businesses. Heavy tires, pretty much beginning of this year, the same. We have been running full utilization in the plant, and will continue to do so with like good demand also during Q4. The growth in the demand has started, especially in the forestry sector, to show some like weakness or basically the growth is not continuing. We are looking at like more or less the same levels with estimates from our customers for next year, which we have for this year. So what we are doing is basically we are taking it a bit slower. So during December, we will go from 7 days production to 6 days production, avoiding the very expensive Sunday production, and also like have a couple of days of holiday between Christmas and New Year, which are very expensive days. And that is basically a precaution to make sure that we don't end up going into 2012 with inventories in case the like market changes more than we estimate. But during this year, this part of the business will do an all-time high sales, as also the other manufacturing units. Truck and bus growing well, but a very small part of the business, utilizing the like synergies of the group in distribution, and also very healthy growth in this. Vianor, a couple of words about Vianor and the distribution network. We continue to add to the network. During Q3, we had 53 new shops, which is more than one per basically like two or three every week. And we've added 102 during the first nine months to the network of Vianor. We've opened a couple of new countries. We are now operating Vianor in 23 countries, and we've added Italy, Azerbaijan, and the latest one to be introduced to the network is Romania, which we opened in Q3. The equity-owned part of Vianor is, due to seasonality, showing a loss after 9 months. We estimate that we will be on top line par with last year, and showing a small like EBIT, depending on how the rest of the winter season continues. And as previously stated, the target is to continue to build Vianor based on the franchise partner model, and only buy shops where we cannot open some critical like cities without doing some acquisitions. So the target for this year is 900. So we have still about 30 to go. I think that we're going to end up very close to 920 shops by the end of this year, based on the information we have from our guys out in the field. Our CapEx on page 25, we are investing this year about 150 million, which is up 10 million compared to what we stated after Q2. Has to do basically with like the ramp up of of the Russian facilities and also some process improvements in building and renewing our ERP systems. We estimate that our investment for next year will be between 150 to 200 million, depending on how the market shapes and how we time things. In the base case, which is market continuing to be as it is today, uncertainty, small growth, it will be 200. In case there is a dramatic drop, we will then, of course, push forward some of the investment and end up still around 150 million. I think that's pretty much it. And closing words before we go into Q&A on page 27, we are quite confident about the rest of the year. We don't see any dramatic changes in the marketplace as such at the moment. Of course, nobody knows exactly which scenarios will be like the ones which become true during 2012. Our situation when going into 2012 is that we've already seen a very healthy inflow of summer tires, which have started to come in from many markets. And as I stated previously, we are already selling Q1. The pre-orders for summer tires from the Russian market and some other markets compared to this year are double, which would indicate that at least our customers seem to be quite confident that the growth will continue during the beginning of next year. But okay, that remains to be seen. Thank you very much for your for listening in, and we will then move to Q&A. First, we will have the Finnish audience here in Helsinki asking questions, and after that we will move to the phone lines. Any questions, or did I preempt everything? Oh, okay. Please state your name and the company before you ask.
What did you say?
You may continue with the presentation.
Yes, it's going on, but we had some problem with the telephone line. So if I put you in.
That our profitability on the business, which we have in Central Europe, has improved dramatically. So, there, of course, if there is a crisis, there's going to be a dilution with car sales dropping and the most expensive part falling off. But in a normal situation, we believe that, first of all, car sales would grow during next year with ballpark 10%, going from 2.5 to 2.9 or 3 million. We believe that the Russian tire market would expand based on the car sales, but also the replacement market. And we estimate that the growth, you can look into the charts, but we estimate the total market would grow between 8 and 12% during next year in the base case. And the premium segment like being quite healthy. In our case, when looking at the production in Russia, more than half of the production today is already exported, most of it to Central Europe. And if you single that out, we are making more than 26% of EBIT on that business. So it's not bad. And then we have the B segment in Russia, which in EBIT terms is pretty much the same as Central Europe. And then, of course, we have the premium segment, which is significantly higher, more or less par with pricing and margins when looking product to product with Scandinavia, which has increased quite a lot during the last 2 years. So we believe that when going forward, we will monitor and maintain the mix which we have today, with Central Europe growing and Russia growing proportionally, roughly at the same speed. Scandinavia, of course, will become a smaller part of the total. We could spend 2 hours talking about this, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, any other questions? We are back online. I heard that we were out, or the lines were cut for a moment, but we are back again. We were talking about mix effects and also about WTO membership of Russia here meanwhile. Basically, I stated that we don't believe that WTO membership would have a big impact on pricing or our business in Russia. And there's going to be a gradual-like change of duties, as on all markets normally when WTO comes in. And then we had a question here from Schulman concerning our mix going forward during next year. And I stated that we are going to maintain the mix and also the full utilization of our best capacities when going forward. Okay, then we'll move on.
Kalle Karppinen from Danske Markets. One question about the cost structure. As you mentioned, fixed costs per sales have come down quite clearly during the year, but if I calculate correctly, then variable costs per sales has gone up a little bit, and you still said that material margin has increased. So what are the drivers behind the variable cost margin?
Well, we had some increases in energy costs during this year, and we've also like being forced to, because of the market being healthier than we expected, to increase the utilization of the Finnish plant, which means that like we've gone to 7 days weeks and a weekend work has been added, which is extremely expensive. As we stated before, when looking at labor cost in Russia and productivity is significantly higher than in Finland and comparing during normal days. And there is no like extras or big extras for weekends. In Finland, of course, you pay double and even more during weekend, which has had an impact during the last months on variables. Okay, is there any more questions from the Finnish audience? If not, Tom was turning around. Is there something you still want to ask?
Well, I could, of course, ask just about the nervousness in the market, and the oil price is still very high, but do you see any signs that Russian distributors want to be cautious buying winter tires ahead of next winter when we go into Q1 and Q2 next year? Do you see any signs at the moment?
Well, to be honest, they have been cautious all year. So if we compare the situation today with, let's say, end of 2008, it's totally different. So where wholesale warehouses are empty, it's all out in the retail shops and being consumers and also in car dealerships. So inventory levels in distribution in Russia are very low. The same goes for most of other countries as well. So quite significantly a different situation than the previously. And of course, provided that there is a normal winter, we should see quite a good like opportunity for growth also during next year. But as I said, too early to like comment too much about that yet. All right. If there's no more questions from Helsinki, then we'll move on to the rest of the world.
We have questions from the phone lines. From Thomas Besson, please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, it's Thomas Besson at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. I have a few questions, Kim, please. I'll answer them one by one. I'll start with one on the timeline of the raw materials headwind on your accounts. We've had numbers yesterday from Continental suggesting that the spike we've seen in synthetic rubber prices between July and September had almost an immediate impact on their accounts with negative implications for margins in Q3. Could you say if, in your case, we've seen in Q3 as well this spike of synthetic rubber prices, or if it's going to be felt more in Q4?
Well, in fact, like it of course depends on how long contracts and how people like do their purchasing and procurement deals, and in our case, you could say that natural rubber has peaked already at the end of Q3, and so has butadien. But there is carbon black has also gone up during this year and has not come down yet. So we fear that the deals we have done will still impact also like Q4. That's why we stated that our raw material cost is going to go up a little bit or be more or less on the same level as in Q3, and then gradually start to go down as from Q1, as we've been doing deals for Q1 and Q2 already. So there is a delay depending on how long the contracts are, company by company. But prices, of course, peaked already during summer.
Okay, thank you. Second question, please. Can you explain why Vienna revenues are down despite your very healthy volume growth in your manufacturing businesses and a lack of, well, no decline in the number of shops that you fully own?
Yeah, there's two reasons. The one has to do that Vienna is part of our group, and the timing of wholesale and of course the big demand of other customers. So we've prioritized external customers ahead of Vianor, as we can then time the wholesale sale of Vianor to either Q3 or Q4. So some of the sales of Vianor has been pushed forward. So that is, and we've been shipping to external customers instead, generating through group sales and not just moving goods from one inventory to another inventory. The other reason is that there is a small structure change also. We have a wholesale company in North America, which have been moved from the Vianor-like portfolio into the PC1, the car and van portfolio. We are talking about a couple of million of sales in that case. So those are the main reasons.
Okay, very clear. Last one for me, please. Can you update us on the comments you've made about the potential upgrade of your earlier lines in your first Russian plant? You know, this is moving from about 1 million capacity per line to 1.5 on the new technology you've developed for the latest lines. Is that part of the plan for 2012 or is it more a 2013-14 event?
We have already, it's going to be a gradual like build-up, and we have already started to rebuild some of the lines of those previous 8 lines by installing additional presses and also more automation and more automated machinery into the building section. So we have started, and it's going to be a gradual build-up during the next 3 years. The reason we are not doing it immediately and preferring to put in the new lines is that in the old plant, we don't get tax incentives. In the new plant, we get full tax incentives, so the total effect is better by favoring a totally new line.
Okay, and it's part of your CapEx guidance, of course?
Yes, of course.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Kim.
Thank you, Thomas.
I have a next question coming from the line of Niels Fehr. Please go ahead and ask your company name and location.
Yes, hello. It's Niels Fehr from HSBC. I just have two questions left. The first one is again on your outlook for 2012. I think you said 8 to 12% growth. Volume growth is what you expect for next year. Can you elaborate again where this volume growth is coming from? How is it splitting into the core replacement market from car park growth, and how is it? How much is coming from the Russian light vehicle sales growth increase? That is the first question. The second one is just again on your tax rate. I think you just repeated your full-year guidance of tax rate being slightly below last year, but Q3 was significantly below. Now, is it a fair assumption to assume for the full-year tax rate of something like 17%, or would you rather say 18.5% is something you're looking for the full year? Thanks.
Okay, very, very good questions. Thank you for those. But as you know, as we haven't published anything in our stock release, I can't give you answers. growth for next year in Russia and generally, of course, will depend very much on macroeconomics. So we'll have to wait and see what they are. Of course, like when talking about Russia, general light GDP growth and sales of cars is decisive for the premium segment. But there is also a growing demand of true replacement, which has to do with cars which have been sold 2 to 4 years earlier, with coming now and maturing for the next set of both summer and winter tires. So the car park has been increasing and drives also the growth of the replacement market. Now, concerning the tax rate, of course, it will be this year lower than last year, slightly or significantly. We'll have to wait and see how much we book of the like contracts we've made. Again, we have not given a specific number, so I won't go into details on that. But they will be lower than last year.
Okay, and last question, just a follow-up. Can you update us on your market shares in Russia? Can you give us any new number? You have just said they are going up.
There is no new number as such. In the premium segment, we have of winter tires more than 35% and of summer tires ballpark 20%. Summer tires have gone dramatically up from a level of 12 to close to 20% during this and last year. And in the B segment, where we have the Nordman product, we don't operate in the summer tires. We have some small sales, and we have more than 20% of the winter tire sales also in the B segment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have no further questions from the phone lines.
Okay, great. So that completes then the conference. Thank you very much for being here and for your interest. See you again beginning of our next year. Hopefully we'll be able to come up with reasonable results again.